Now tell me right out loud, what are you supposed to do when you see the flash? Duck, and cover. Duck, and cover.
This is an alert. We are under nuclear attack. You have 5 minutes to reach the nearest fallout shelter. You won't get there. The bomb's going to drop on San Francisco, because that's a big city, but you'll be targeted. You've got a university here, right? You're targeted. We could even use this theatre as the epicentre. It will come in at 20 times the speed of sound. You won't hear it. We won't know, because we haven't got our radio on. And it will explode with a heat inside the centre of the sun and dig a crater 3/4 of a mile wide and 800 feet deep, turning this beautiful renovated theatre and the whole of downtown, everything, into radioactive fallout shot up in the mushroom cloud. 5 miles from here in all directions, everyone will be killed, but most will be vaporised, like that little boy leaving his shadow on the pavement behind him. 20 miles from here, everyone killed or terribly burnt, lying without friends or relatives, no doctors because we're dead, no hospitals because they've been destroyed, no syringes, but the White House is stockpiling huge quantities of morphia just in case there's a nuclear war. If you look at the bomb 50 miles out, the flash is so bright you'll be instantly blinded, like looking at the sun. And then the whole area will be engulfed in a firestorm of 3,000 square miles. Think about it from here. Sucking in winds of 500 miles an hour, sucking people out of buildings and turning them into missiles. Windows popcorning, shards of glass at 100 miles an hour, decapitating people. When it's finished, there'll be millions of bodies, animal and human. And as they decay in a radioactive environment, the bacteria we harbour will mutate and become more lethal. So all the diseases we once controlled, like polio and typhoid and plague and tetanus, will become rampant and epidemic. Measles, diphtheria. We'll have to live underground for 6 months because the radiation will be so intense, but they think they'll use the old people to gather food because we won't live long enough to get our cancers. Takes 5-20 years to get a cancer from the fallout. But the food will be radioactive. All the water supplies destroyed, the sewage systems. And as Nikita Khrushchev once said, if there's a nuclear war, the living will envy the dead. And it'll be the end of Shakespeare. Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Thou art more lovely and more temperate. It'll be the end of Brahms, Brahms' Alto Rhapsody. It'll be the end of Beethoven's Ninth. It'll be the end of humanity and the end of most of creation, except the cockroaches will survive and the algae, some bacteria and viruses. You have to know this because you are now the physicians of the planet, you. And each one of you can be more powerful than the most powerful person who's ever lived. Take on Rumsfeld. He won't ever go on alone again because we will insist that we're on to answer what they say. And it was Jefferson who said an informed democracy will behave in a responsible fashion. We've done it once before. In 78, most people said better dead than red. Then we dropped the bomb on them. And they said, oh, nuclear war is bad for our health. And a huge movement grew so that in 5 years, 80% of people opposed nuclear war, and we ended the arms, well, we ended the Cold War. Now we have to finish our work. We haven't finished. Clinton didn't do it for us. We've got to do it. So all the millions of people who were involved before in the churches, the Catholic Church, they've got a lot to do now because they're in bad favour. So they can redeem themselves by doing, hey, saving the planet, you know. And the Methodists and the Presbyterians and the Anglicans and the Jewish religion and Islam and Muslims and everyone. What?
What about the Mormons?
Yeah, of course. Well, they were good. They stopped the MX. I went to see the Mormons and I said, you don't want to have the MX here. And they stopped it going to Utah. So they can do that too. All of them. Because this is God's work. What else could be?